Team USA basketball's got me thinking, what is your dream duo in sports? That's right, we're talking tandems on a Tuesday. Let's get it popping.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios.
The man your man could smell.
Theo Dorsey is theoretically speaking.
But are you a different animal and the same beast?
What does that mean, Kobe Bryant?
Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
Good people. It's great for you to tap in on a Tuesday with us here on Theoretically Speaking, July 9th. We are into really the dog days of summer, as we say here on ESPN 106.3. My guy C-Cat out there in Vegas still for Big 12 Media Days. Apparently, I know he's got Deion Sanders lined up to get an interview tomorrow, but today C-Cat tells me he's just waiting on a little Gus Malzahn and Deion tomorrow, and got Gundy coming up soon. So I can't wait to hear some of those interviews from Big 12 Media Days. C-Cat on the road in Vegas, getting the best of the best from the conference. Every time I go back and look at college football these days, I'm like, oh, I forgot. Oh yeah, UCF's been there for a whole year. And then there's SMU. And then there's all, like, everything is just wildly rampant. And I'm going to be in Charlotte in a couple weeks for ACC kickoff. We saw DJ Uiagalelei for Florida State, the quarterback transfer, announce he won't be pulling up. Don't worry, I'll be there in place of DJ. And I got to remember, like, yeah, I got to study up on some Cal football, Cal in the ACC, which is extremely weird. But such is the life of college football in 2024. Speaking of, we're a week out from NCAA college football dropping, NCAA college football 25. We'll talk a little bit about that. We got Mike Tannenbaum coming up later in the show, a former NFL GM, to talk some football. I got some questions around Dak, around offseason additions for the Texans, and of course, tonight's Hard Knocks training camper or offseason edition for the New York Giants, episode 2 dropping tonight on HBO. So that is on my priority list for viewing tonight. Since we don't have Team USA basketball's exhibition until tomorrow, tonight will be filled with me figuring out what Mr. Joe Shane's got cooked up for the Giants. I mean, I think they're going to be doing draft process stuff. I saw some tweet videos out there teasing ahead of, JT Daniels that they were going after, or Jaden Daniels they were doing a draft process with. So I'd love to see how that shook out. One of my favorite things, just watching the GMs and the front office people work there. Hard Knocks definitely evolved with what they got cooking up right there. If we want to see an evolution in the game when it comes to the National Basketball Association, there were a lot of people, including myself, complaining about what this NBA postseason looked like. More specifically, the NBA Finals, sans guys like Kevin Durant, LeBron James, Steph Curry out of the picture. At first, I was tantalized by it because we had Anthony Edwards and we had the rise of what was going on out of Minneapolis. But then it got a little dull down the stretch. I mean, the Celtics go on to win that thing over the Mavericks. And, of course, they have the tandem of Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown that carried the torch. And it looks like it could be something for the future. I don't want to get into that, but as I look at Team USA basketball as currently constructed, and as I watch some of these videos that have been coming out from the scrimmages from Team USA, I can't help but get a little bit ahead of myself. We know how these things work in the summertime. We know how this thing works when you're out there being coached by a guy like Steve Kerr, and you're in the ambiance of all of these great players, and we saw the embrace that LeBron James bestowed upon Steph Curry when they first arrived at Team USA basketball camp, and they dapped each other up and they said, finally. Because for once, we are going to see the two kids, the two guys that were born in the same hospital in Akron, be able to suit up on the same team and chase the gold medal for Team USA basketball. And that is LeBron James, the all-time leading scorer in the NBA, and Stephen Curry, the guy who is widely known as the greatest, most prolific shooter in the history of basketball. And it got me thinking, that right there is a dream duo, a tandem that would be tantalizing for us all to tap into. Stephen Curry and LeBron James, not just this summer, not just chasing the gold, because this Team USA roster that we have right here, there's a lot of hype around it, of course. We were talking yesterday about how Anthony Edwards could be considered the number one option on this team, could be considered the best player on this team. It's a deep roster, in a very, very rich roster in general. They shouldn't have a problem chasing the gold, even though there's a lot of competition in Paris this summer. I mean, the roster's so good, in fact, that we have all kind of hyperbole being poured out there about this Team USA roster coached by Steve Kerr here. In fact, on the Herd yesterday, Danny Parkins, filling in for Colin Cowherd, had a hyperbole that I can't even get with, even though I'm in love with this team. I can't wait to see them in action tomorrow night against Team Canada. Shut up, Dylan Brooks. That's a 10:30 tip-off. I'm staying up for that one to see how many times they can embarrass Dylan Brooks. How many times can Team USA continue to pour salt in the wounds of Canadians? It's been a terrible year from the fellas up north, whether it comes from the Stanley Cup final, which, by the way, I think 3 decades now and counting that teams from Canada have not won Lord Stanley Cup. Let's keep that thing a-rolling. And then, of course, what my boy from Compton did to the guy from the Six. Won't get into that. But Danny Parkins, again, on the Herd, had a bit of hyperbole to talk about what this Team USA basketball roster has, and that has me thinking as well. Take a listen.
So I just
want to... I know this will sound sacrilegious. I know it sounds ridiculous. But this is the most talented Team USA roster we've ever had. It is top to bottom more talented than the Dream Team. Now, the Dream Team is more impactful. The Dream Team will win by a higher margin of victory. It wasn't fair, right? It was the first time NBA players were allowed.
I mean, I absolutely disagree that it's the best roster. Most talented can be argued because as the game evolves, of course we have guys that are able to do more because they've stood on the shoulders of those who have played before them. Like, yes, you put together guys like Devin Booker and Jason Tatum and Drew Holiday that are just on the bench, Tyrese Halliburton, the kind of things he can do with the Rock. That's a pretty deep roster when it comes to abilities and skills and the different ways you can put them on the court and have them execute whatever game plan Steve Kerr has for them. But more specifically, I think this roster, even though they do have tough competition out in Paris this summer, this roster feels much more inevitable than the past few Team USA rosters that we've put out there. Again, four straight gold medals for Team USA since we had to bring the Redeem Team in. And it more so feels that way because of the fact that we've seen what LeBron James and Steph Curry will look like in the same uniform. Have you seen the synergy from a guy who is considered maybe the smartest, the guy that literally knows where everybody is on the court at all times, and LeBron James, one of the greatest passers of all times, and a guy that can get a lot of rim pressure, and the synergy he's going to be able to have with Stephen Curry, who's going to be flying off of ball screens, who's going to be opening up driving lanes for LeBron because you have to guard him 30, 35 feet out, like, that is going to be an amazing watch, and I can't wait to see what Steve Kerr does with those two. But also, again, both of these guys are going to be free agents in 2026. I know LeBron James will be 42 years old, and Steph Curry will be 38, and by then they should probably be hanging the basketball shoes up. But the Lakers aren't winning a championship in these next 2 years as currently constructed with their new head coach. The Golden State Warriors definitely do not have the chops to compete with the top contenders in the West right now. When you think about the Timberwolves and you think about the Oklahoma City Thunder and even the Mavericks, who are going to be reloading and retooling now that they have Klay Thompson. A Stephen Curry and LeBron James reunion, to me, is one of the most dreamed, one of the most cherished duos I can anticipate having, and it's one that I would put up there with anybody as something I want to see in my lifetime. Let those two do a curtain call. Let those two do a victory lap together on their way out the door in the NBA, and that would warm my heart. We're going to open it up to you. What sports duo, what two players in any sport would you love to see team up at least for a season to give us one great either highlight show or a road to what could be a championship in sports? 888-760-3776. 888-760-3776. Which duo in sports would you love to see team up? That's the number to tap in. The theoretically speaking, that's the Baptist Health Hotline, 888-760-3776. Are you experiencing foot and ankle pain and need to see an expert in the field? Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has a team of foot and ankle orthopedic surgeons and specialists who are regarded as leaders in their specialty. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians in leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic foot and ankle, joint replacement, spine, and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho. Which duo in sports would you love to see team up and make a tantalizing tandem? Like, I think LeBron James and Steph Curry would make in the NBA. And they likely have to make it in Golden State because I just can't see Stephen Curry outside of a Warriors uniform. I cannot see that happening. And if you're a guy that is again, you know, if you're a guy that's rooting for these kind of storylines or these kind of narratives to happen, you got to be on the side of this happening in Golden State and not in L.A. because you don't want to see Curry leave, even though we did just see Klay leave. And Draymond, I mean, who knows if his stay, if he's going to be a Warrior for life like Curry should be. We got Vonte in Atlanta. Vonte is on Theoretically Speaking, popping up. Which duo in sports, which two players or maybe even a player and a coach, Vonte, would you love to see team up, would be a dream duo for you?
I'll take it back to the Olympics. I would love to see Anthony Edwards and KD run a year or two together. Since, you know, KD for leaving, you know, he leaves after a few years. I think another year or two, say the Suns don't work out.
I actually love that call. Appreciate the call, Vonte. KD and Anthony Edwards, I think your phone just cut up there, cut out right there. KD and Anthony Edwards, I can see happening. Specifically because what you just said, KD's a mercenary at this point. He's a hired gun, and I know he was just chopping it up with Yahoo Sports' Vinny Goodwill about, oh, everybody wants to pull the trigger on the KD, push the KD's leaving button, and that gets the headlines churning. But, I mean, that's literally what we've seen happen every 2 or 3 years for the past 7 or 8 years in the NBA right now. Kevin Durant next to Anthony Edwards could be great. Like, he hasn't had that kind of player, that kind of reliable star next to him yet in Anthony Edwards. We just saw him for the very first time on the big stage chasing a championship in winning conditions, and Anthony Edwards was able to carry his team all the way to 3 games away from the NBA final stage. You drop a Kevin Durant in there in place of a Karl Anthony Towns, a more reliable scorer, a shooter who won't go, what was it, like 0 for 8 from 3? In the conference finals game, who won't be a no-show on defense at times and foul out of games or put himself in foul trouble or sticky situations left and right like Karl Anthony Towns proved himself to do? I mean, that can only elevate Ant Edwards' game. And we already know how much he respects and loves the game of KD. That would be a pairing I would love to see as well, a little rookie with the vet action going on their way out. But still, I think LeBron and Steph Curry, still a little bit more to me, still a little bit more I would hang on to. What duo in sports would you love to see team up? It doesn't just have to be in the NBA. We actually got a couple ones over Instagram. We asked this question as well on IG at Theo Dorsey TV. And one of them got me thinking because somebody said Lamar Jackson to the Miami Dolphins, which isn't necessarily a duo. It's more so a guy coming back home to play for a team. Again, Lamar Jackson, obviously from South Florida, to come and play for the Dolphins. But it got me thinking. We saw what Shane Steichen, who was the former offensive coordinator of the Philadelphia Eagles and now head coach of the Indianapolis Colts, was able to do with Jalen Hurts as the offensive coordinator, coaching up him to a runner-up in the MVP discussion as well as a play or two away from winning the Super Bowl against the Chiefs. Then he goes to Indianapolis the next year, and a guy like Anthony Richardson, who after that first game where everybody was saying, oh my God, I think the Florida Gators have the Heisman watch, the guy that's going to be, you know, posing in the end zone and lifting up the most illustrious trophy in all of sports, which I still believe is the Heisman Trophy at the end of the year in that Utah game, and then completely fell flat on his face the rest of his college football season. Shane Steichen had Anthony Richardson looking like the rookie of the year through 3 or 4 games before he got himself hurt there. Like, what he's able to do with a dual threat quarterback, and then you get a guy like Lamar Jackson who knows how to run but also keep his body safe, who is the most electric running quarterback, and a guy that also can light it up through the air. People forget Lamar Jackson led the league in passing touchdowns in one of his 2 MVP seasons. You pair up Lamar Jackson with an offensive mind like Shane Steichen, that might be something that gets him over the hump, that could get him past or close the gap between the Ravens and the Kansas City Chiefs. Gets me thinking a little bit. Again, which duo in sports would you love to see team up? We'll ask the same question as well as a very important question when it comes to the AFC. How one team, an up-and-coming team that's a hot pick to be a contender over the next 3 years, which move they did this offseason that is really going to help them close the gap the most between themselves and the Kansas City Chiefs? We'll ask Mike Tannenbaum about that specifically on the other side. But first, I got to tell you about the ventures and the escapades and the championships that are won at Kaiser University. I mean, you know about how I tune up my golf game over there, but we're not here to talk about that, right? We're here to talk about the actual national championships, 22 of them that have been won by Seahawks Athletics. If you want to see championships be hung, banners, the red banners in the NAIA, that's the ones that are the national titles, you're going to want to visit the flagship campus of Kaiser University. I mean, they got back-to-back natties in men's lacrosse, three straight in NAIA women's swimming and diving, and they have the reigning champs when it comes to football. Shout out Coach Miles Russ. He'll actually be at a coaching clinic for Team Elam this Friday. I'll be there. I'll pull up and make sure I ask him about what those Seahawks are going to be looking like under year one of Miles Russ. KU has also captured 61 regular season and 63 conference tournament titles, plus that coveted Learfield Cup trophy. If you haven't seen it before, it reminds me of the BCS trophy. Shiny, crystal. I mean, it's beautiful. KUSeahawks.com for the latest on Kaiser Seahawks Athletics. KUSeahawks.com. That's how you can tap in on the champions out of the flagship campus in West Palm Beach. When we come back, Mike Tannenbaum pulling up on us. It is a Tuesday, which means we got Hard Knocks with the Giants tonight. I'll ask him a little bit about that. Plus, again, a contender in the AFC. What was the most pivotal offseason move they made to inch closer to the Kansas City Chiefs? C-Cat's gone. We got Damian on the ones and twos. I'm Theo Dorsey. We're Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
We back. Make sure you tap in on YouTube at Theo Speaking. Subscribe, lock in with us. Be the first and the latest to get all of the greatest from Theoretically Speaking on a daily basis, including our weekly appearances from former NFL GM for the New York Jets and former boss of the Dolphins, Mike Tannenbaum, now a front office insider for ESPN and here on Theoretically Speaking, and he's pulling up on us for the first time since the July 4th weekend. Mike T, how did you spend it? Were you out there popping fireworks or just guzzling hot dogs off the grill?
Yeah, a little bit of both, Theo. Good to be with you, friends, family. It was all good. How about yourself?
Oh, man, it was great. It was fun. I went out to Minneapolis, spent some time with the in-laws. Then I came back, and I hopped on the grill myself, and I made the perfect barbecue smoked chicken with some corn on the cob. I'm telling you, Mike T, my work on the grill these days, man, I might change professions, man. I might open up a shop. Just let me know next time you're out here in Palm Beach County.
Why don't you do both? Why don't you broadcast from your barbecue store?
This guy, I mean, that's a pretty good idea. It might get a little, I'm already having trouble trying to push the right buttons and get everything in on time and talk, but barbecuing at the same time, maybe that'll keep my mind focused and my hands busy, and it wouldn't hurt having some delicious food to go with some good football conversation. Tonight, I'm excited, Mike T, because we're going to get episode 2 of the Giants Hard Knocks offseason. I think they're going to tap into some draft process stuff tonight. And I'm curious for you. I know you have done offseason, but you did the more traditional kind. If there was one of the offseasons where you had some big draft decisions on your mind, which one do you think would have made for the most entertaining for Hard Knocks to have their cameras locked in on you and the New York Jets as y'all were in the war room trying to make these tough decisions?
You know, that's really an interesting question, Theo. Like, those are really robust conversations. You know, they could be emotional at times, very, you know, competitive. You're trying to make, you know, what you hope to be, you know, truly transformative decisions for your organization. And they could get, you know, heated and contested, and it'll be interesting. I didn't realize that was coming out tonight, but we'll see. you know, what kind of footage got outside the building. So it'll be fascinating to see what actually makes it on the air.
Right. I'm curious just how close they actually got to wanting to get a quarterback at number six instead of Malik Nabers. And also, if they did, I know that the Giants have editorial control. I'm sure they might want to block some of that stuff out. We might not even get to see some of that footage specifically around quarterback talk. But speaking of quarterbacks, Joe Burrow's had some pretty lofty ideas that he got out there on, I believe it was Barstool Sports, talking about an 18-game season. But more specifically, he talked about maybe a week 13 where we have a Pro Bowl right in the middle of the NFL season. To me, I couldn't see this working at all, specifically because I don't see in football guys actually showing up and participating in any of these drills and whatnot. But when you hear 18-game season, when you hear two bye weeks and potentially a Pro Bowl or All-Star weekend sandwiched in between, what's the first thing that comes to your mind as a guy that knows how it works behind the scenes in the NFL?
Yeah, it would have to be some sort of skills competition. You know, our sport's different than, you know, any of the others, basketball, hockey. You know, you have the All-Star game in baseball, but you just can't do that. It would have to be some sort of non-contact version, like who could throw it the furthest or things like that, but you really couldn't have a game in season.
Right. I just say we give up on trying to, quote-unquote, save the Pro Bowl. Like, let lying dogs die. I think that's the saying. I don't know, but just I'm good on it. Like, some things don't have to be hyped up. The NFL already has eyes on literally every single second of the season and offseason. Mike Tannenbaum joining us here on Theoretically Speaking, talking some ball. The Houston Texans had a pretty busy offseason this year, coming off the heels of what was a surprising run, not just to the playoffs, but with a win over the Browns and rookie quarterback C.J. Stroud. They made three major additions. They got Stephon Diggs, they got Daniil Hunter, edge rusher, and they also went out and got Joe Mixon at running back. I'm curious to you, though. A lot of people would say, obviously, the biggest addition for them that would close the gap on the Kansas City Chiefs would be Diggs because he's the big name. But the Bills are a contender in the AFC, and they dropped Diggs. They let him go. Which of those three guys, between Daniil Hunter, Joe Mixon in the backfield, and Stephon Diggs, do you think will play the biggest role in closing the gap between the Chiefs and the Texans in the AFC?
Yeah, I get it with Daniil Hunter because, you know, our league's designed to score points and then rush the passer. And if you can do those two things, you got a real chance. And I think Diggs still has some gas left in the tank. But they were able to score points a year ago. Mixon will help too. But, you know, go get a closer like Daniil Hunter. That's somebody that can make a big difference to you.
Right, a double-digit sack guy, like when he just wakes up. He wakes up and gets double-digit sacks in the season, Daniil Hunter. I think he had 16.5 last year in that Brian Flores defense for the Vikings. Mike Tannenbaum joining us here on Theoretically Speaking. The Jets, always a hot topic, but I'm curious specifically, everybody's concerned with, okay, does Aaron Rodgers finish the season for the Jets? How about we do it like this, though? Hypothetically, Aaron Rodgers' health aside, what's the one thing that needs to go right for the New York Jets this year for them to claim their first AFC title or AFC East title since 2002? And I didn't even realize it had been that long of a drought until I looked that up today.
You know, it's going to be their offensive line. You know, when you're 40 years old, coming off an Achilles injury, he's going to need to be well protected. And it starts up front. If they can protect him, I think they got a real chance to have a great season. But it's all going to come down to that, Theo.
Gotcha. Mike Tannenbaum again joining us here on Theoretically Speaking. And one last one on the way out the door, Dak Prescott and this whole ankle situation. I'm not going to ask you about what the legitimate health concerns are with it. He did say at a camp today that it's nothing problematic, that he'll be fine for the season. I'm more so curious with this Cowboys extension talk. If you're Dak Prescott right now, or if you were his agent, if you were advising him, would you even consider holding out in front of this year, considering the fact that he's in a walking boot and also he's 30 years old and next year he could be getting the biggest payday in NFL history if he doesn't have anything go wrong during this fall for the Cowboys?
Yeah, it's a really interesting discussion. You know, last time he got hurt, he broke his ankle and he absolutely crushed it at the negotiation table. So, look, you know, let's hope he's healthy. But he's shown even, you know, with a pretty significant leg injury, they got paid, so I think they're going into the season feeling really good about their position. And, you know, it could be New Orleans, Theo. It could be Vegas. Somebody is going to pay him a lot of money because, again, he can't be franchised. So unless something totally crazy happens, be it Dallas or somebody else, he will get paid really well, you know, come next offseason.
Right. The guy's a walking 12 wins. And again, it was in the MVP conversation last year in Dak Prescott. Mike T, appreciate you pulling up on us and enjoy some more family time and more off time here as we are in the dog days of summer with not a lot of NFL news pouring in.
I'm looking forward to being invited to Theo's barbecue and broadcast.
There we go. I got a name for it and everything. There we go. Well, I'll have it ready for you next time you're out here. Appreciate your time, Mike T.
All right, take care. Thank you.
And see, what y'all don't know is that's by the time we get that cooking, by the time I get this this barbecue shop pulled up, the B&B barbecue and broadcast, that's when I'm going to be able to get that brisket going as well. When I can smoke the brisket, y'all ain't going to be able to tell me nothing. I'm leading off every show with how well I smoked the brisket the previous day. Y'all are going to hate me as I get nice on that Traeger grill. That's Mike Tannenbaum. His appearance is always courtesy of Eisner Amper here on Theoretically Speaking. And I am very curious, man. I don't get why everybody keeps trying to save the Pro Bowl. I also don't get why Joe Burrow would lean into the idea of 18 games for the NFLPA, which I'm sure they did not like that he did that. But if you are going to do 18 games and you are going to deliver up two bye weeks, I do like, the one thing I did like about it was he talked about the Super Bowl Sunday being ahead of President's Day and us getting Monday off. Huge fan of that, because then, you know, especially as a Chiefs fan, these past 2 years watching the Chiefs get those Super Bowl victories, it'd be nice to have a whole day to celebrate one more time. Run it back, more drinks, more kicking it, more vibes. It's always a good time. Do we have time here to hit a get around, or do we need to get to the other side to pull Tina up? Just give me a thumbs up or down if you want to there, Damian. Get around, thumbs up. Oh, let's do it. We got time for the get around, my favorite part of the show, where we hit all the major headlines all across the nation. It's time for the get around on Theoretically Speaking.
I get around. What you mean you don't know? Round and round. Check
me go. I get around. And the get around today brought to you by Duffy's Sports Grill. You already know I'm a Duffy's MVP. You can pull up and be a Duffy's MVP as well. All you got to do is go to duffysmvp.com. You sign up and you can be an MVP and start tracking and winning your rewards today. It's the dog days of summer, and they've never tasted so good at Duffy's Sports Grill. Now through July 31st, enjoy Duffy's char-grilled, all-natural, uncured Vienna beef hot dogs. I was just talking to Mike T about throwing them things on the grill. You know I'm nice with it, but Duffy's, likely even better. They got more years of experience with it. I mean, just think about this. The All-American, topped with chopped onions, sauerkraut, relish, mustard, and ketchup. How about the Cubano? A little pulled pork shoulder, Swiss cheese, pickles, and mustard. And then you got the Texan. That's the home, baby. That's the crib. Also, prayers up to my folks out there in Houston dealing with the remnants of a hurricane. But the Texan is topped with Duffy's signature beef chili. All of them served on artesian bun with French fries and a pickle spear. All of them for just about $12. That's a good call. And 2-for-1 drinks all day, every day at Duffy's Sports Grill. At Duffy's, our game is always on. Let's see where we got first up for the get around.
Next stop,
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I was just in Philly. Big shot. We was in South Philly. The street's a little too narrow out there, but the cheesesteaks, amazing. The vibe's also high for a guy like Caleb Martin, who expounded on signing with the Sixers in an interview with 97.5 The Fan by saying, quote, being part of a winning culture and something bigger than yourself is something that draws you in. Caleb Martin, who's coming from the Miami Heat, calling Philadelphia, of all places, a winning culture. Winning what, Caleb? I know you got to kind of like, you know, endear yourself to a new city, have the Philly fans on your side. You want to say good and positive things about where you're going, but let's not lie. Let's not lie to ourselves. Let's not lie to the people. All right? Be truthful. Philly ain't got no winning culture. They barely got a culture at all. Matter of fact, the past decade, all we've known them for is how they've kind of capitalized on losing. Town of losers, if you ask me.
Next stop.
And yes, I'm hurt that Caleb Martin left. Austin, Texas. NCAA Football 25 comes out a week from today. And after months of holding out, Texas Longhorns quarterback Arch Manning announced he will, in fact, be in the game.
All right, here we go. Let's go gun far, simmer right nasty, Z Riz, F Whirly Bird, Alert Scarecrow. All right, use a little cadence here. All right, you ready?
Are you sure about this?
Absolutely.
This is Eli Manning.
This is the best way to focus on football,
talking
right?
Talking to nephew,
get your eyes
Arch
on
Manning.
Safety, be vocal out there.
Yes, coach. I mean, Uncle E.
It's pretty corny.
Green 18. Green 18. Omaha. It's a hut. All right, there he is. There he is.
Yeah.
Now.
All right, go ahead and cut it. I don't even care about no more of it. You want to know why? I'm happy for him. He got his bag. $50,000 to $60,000 reportedly he's getting for NIL for doing that little release. But for the past 3 or 4 months, he said he didn't want to be in the game because it was a distraction. And now he's in the game doing promotional commercials a week out from the game. And you know what? Let me keep it G with all y'all. I didn't need no Arch Manning commercial to want to get that game. I've been waiting a decade for NCAA college football to come out. You think I needed an Arch Manning tweet? If EA Sports did pay that brother $50,000, I'm glad he got the pocket. I'm glad he got the check. But you know, I ain't had to do that. We was going to get that game anyway.
Next stop.
Las Vegas, Nevada. Oh, this is where C-Cat is. Devontae Adams is ready to tee off on the Los Angeles Chargers week one of the NFL season all over a tweet. He left his intentions, or he let his intentions be known on Up and Adams, the podcast.
It was a little trend a little bit ago where, you know, a few of the social media pages were posting some funny stuff of, you know, when the schedule was releasing. So they posted me and then like a trash can or something like that, the Chargers did. So I thought about responding on social media to it and, you know, being funny there, but I figured it'd be better to, you know, just beat their head in real life and continue doing it the way, you know, because my first game against them, I don't know, they clearly forgot.
Devontae Adams, I love the spirit here. But when you say you're going to beat the head in of a team coached by Jim Harbaugh, I would be a little cautious. I'll be a little cautious, especially because you can't throw the football to yourself. You're relying on Aiden O'Connell to get the ball to you. And as a Chiefs fan, I watched the Raiders win a game where Aiden O'Connell threw for negative yards in the second half and still won. Like, love it. Love it from Devontae Adams. Still one of the most precise and just beautifully executed route runners in the NFL. But you can't throw that ball to yourself. And Aiden O'Connell, you can't be talking a big game when you're counting on a guy like that's arm. I'm just saying. That's the get around here on Theoretically Speaking. We got Tina pulling up next. He's got some theoreticals. It's centered around, one of them centered around BO, body odor, hygiene, and how you help somebody out with that. That's a tough one. We'll get to that, plus how a tennis legend, a goat of the game, literally lost all respect for me. He ain't on my Mount Rushmore no more. I don't see how. Just zero aura. None at all. That and more when we come back. We're Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
I ain't gonna lie, man. My arm's a little sore. My shoulders, I might need a little bit of a, you know, some PT. I might need a little bit of a massage these days. I'm in the midst of 75 hard, which Tina's in the house, by the way. Tina in the wild. Wow, what a Freudian slip.
What a throwback right there.
Wow. Tina back in the crib, though, here on Theoretically Speaking. I'm trying to get like you now. It had been a lull for me when it came to hitting the gym, but now I'm actively working out because I'm on this 75-day challenge.
Yes.
Working out every day is part of that challenge. And I was in the gym this morning pumping some iron, and somebody came up to me. His name was Brian. Okay. He said he listens often to Theoretically Speaking, and he said he loves the show.
I love that.
And I said, you know what? That gave me motivation to give it 10 extra more minutes in the gym.
Oh.
And I probably went a little bit too hard, though. I'm getting a little bit up there in age. I'm over here. I'm pushing the iron, but probably pushing it a little too far, Tina. But you are a master of working out on a daily basis and getting in the gym and sweating it out. And that's because, well, you have a great team that you link with when you pump the iron? Well, not really pump the iron. What do y'all do at F45?
I pump the iron. What do you mean? You know what, too? You're doing 75 hard.
Yeah.
I think you should come do a workout with me.
Uh-oh.
You and your wife, Ashley.
Yes.
I would love if you could come do an F45 workout with me so you can experience. Like, you are, I'm surrounded by motivating people who push me. I have a partner basically every day at 5:15. I'm with him all the time.
Wait, 5:15?
A.M. A.M. That's it. That's just my thing. Ooh. Maybe I'm crazy. I love to start my day with a workout. And yes, it's bright and early, 5:15 a.m. I won't do that with you.
We
could do later. We can maybe do an afternoon class. But he motivates me every day. He's pushing me. He's like, you're going a little light today. You should pick up a heavier weight. And I love that. And I need that. I love that I don't have to think about my workout. I wake up in the morning. I'm barely awake when I get there, you know. But it's all laid out for you. It's 45 minutes. You're in, you're out, you're breaking a sweat. And I love it. I've been doing it for over a year now. I've seen a difference from the muscle I've gained, from my body. Like, you stick with it, you will see progress and you will see actual, like, trait changes in your body, and I love it. I love F45, F45 Palm Beach Gardens, F45 West Palm Beach. You can check out their Instagram. They always have deals going on, summer specials, but you really should come check it out.
And
I think now, I've been asking you for a bit. I've actually been asking you for quite some time to come do a workout with me, but now you're doing 75 hard.
Yeah.
So that can be one of your workouts.
It needs to be. And yes, I will take you up on that. We're about, I think, 9 or 10 days in. I look like I was so embarrassed earlier because I was actually at an event and I was taking somebody's contact and we had just took pictures. And as I was going through the pictures that we took,
your gym pics are in there.
Yeah, part of 75 hard is you have to take a daily picture, and I take it with my shirt off. I don't take a lot of pictures. And since I'm taking these daily pictures with my shirt off, like,
there's
two,
so many.
Yes, two of the pictures in my recent are just me. Just stonewalling a camera, shirt off, just looking like an absolute freak. And I was so embarrassed this morning.
That happened to me this weekend where you forget the pictures that you take that are in your photo album.
Yes.
And you go to like show someone a photo. And I went to go show one of my friends a dress that I'm wearing in a wedding that I'm a bridesmaid in. And I'm like, oh my goodness, there's the 75 selfies I took or something embarrassing.
Yes.
And you forget and you're like, oh, let's just scroll past that real fast.
Oh my gosh. But there's no way there's no way to complete the challenge without, like, do I hide the photos? Do I delete them afterwards? I don't know. I don't like that part of the challenge. The other parts of it is like no drinking, eating with a clean diet, reading every day, all beneficial things.
I commend you though for doing this. And I even offered you some chocolate the other day.
Yeah.
And you declined it. And I'm like, good job. I couldn't do that. I have such a sweet tooth. Like, that's why I work out so much too, because I love to eat whatever I want and to be able to enjoy. If I want to eat a whole chocolate cake, I'm going to do that because I love sweets. Or if I want to, you know, spoil myself and have like maybe not the best food, like, I can do that because I'm at F45 all the time.
You're our kick. You know what? You burn them calories off. You earn it. You earn yourself.
Thank you.
Sweet treats left and right. A guy who earned himself more than just a sweet treat, a chance at another Wimbledon championship, Novak Djokovic, who reached the quarterfinals yesterday with a big time win over Holger Rune. Now, this is only being brought up on Theoretically Speaking because, you know, I never really talked tennis on here because I thought what he did after the win was absolutely corny. We're going to touch on that before we get to our theoretical because I also can't wait to get to that as well. But I don't get it. Tennis, if you're a tennis person, if you're a tennis guy, tennis gal, you're locked in, you love the sport, please explain to me how this is one of your GOATs, because I think what he did on the main court at Wimbledon last night was absolutely embarrassing, swaggerless, auraless. When he was complaining about being quote unquote booed after the match, take a listen to his post game interview after getting the win.
And to all those people that have chosen to disrespect the player, in this case me, have a good night. Good night. Good night. Very good night.
Yeah. I no longer blame myself for not being all the way into tennis. If this is one of your goats, this is a Mount Rushmore guy and he's that oralist. Like, what the hell was that? How corny was that? And also, you should be allowed to boo a guy, even though they weren't even booing. You should be allowed to boo a guy in a competition where you're going head-to-head with another person that's going at it with you at the highest level. Why is he being such a sensitive little good night? Like, that was, like, all the winning this dude has done. 24 Grand Slam titles. so many different championships at high levels, and that's the best comeback he has. I don't respect him as much anymore. He's not in my top three. Give me Nadal. Give me Federer. I mean, give me Serena Williams. Like, I can't even have him in the top three because the dude was just super lame right there, Tina.
I think it was corny, but I think it was so funny. Like, it did make me laugh.
It made you laugh?
It made me laugh just how he went about it. But again, he is one of the greatest. And you said his motivation. That's like me. Like, as they say, like Michael Jordan, I took that personally. Yes. I take things personally. And if you doubt me, I want to prove you wrong. Like, I am very self-motivated. But if someone else doubts me, or, you know, I use that as motivation to be better and do better. And again, you're the greatest. You're going to have haters and people that don't like you and that are against you because they're overseeing you win. And so it's normal. And I don't think this would be a first for him being booed. Maybe just at this level of like this tournament, you know, but it was very corny.
It was almost as whack as Jason Tatum post his NBA Finals win. We did it! Like, bro, you had all match to think about what you were going to say in response to the boos. And here's what makes it worse for Djokovic. It didn't stop there, because at the back end of the interview, just like you said, he could be honest with us, right? He can say, yes, it motivated me to play better. I took it personally. Mm-hmm. He can keep it G, like some of the goats of the games that I love and respect. But here's him at the back end of the interview deflecting, acting as if the fans didn't get to him.
Respectful people that have respect, that paid the ticket to come and watch tonight and love tennis. And love tennis and appreciate the players and the effort that the players put in here. I played in much more hostile environment, trust me. You guys can't touch me.
Well, they can.
They literally did.
They did.
You admitted that they touched you.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. If this is your GOAT, please let me know why. And please let me know if you also lost respect for the dude, because I thought it was absolutely corny. And I know he's a champion. I know he's supposed to be up there with the greats. But hey, you're going to have to step up your post game, man. You have zero aura when you're winning, but then saying corny stuff like that afterwards.
Get your margaritas ready.
Let's go, girl.
And make it a double. Because it's time for Theoreticals. With our resident girl next door, Tina.
Let's do this.
Let's do this.
Do you know how many teammates and people say, Tina, now since this?
Right when you pull
it's
up.
It's so funny. I love it. It will never get old. And I love Maggie, our teammate at ESPN Chicago, who did this for me, who is not on the radio or in content. She needs
to
be.
Put a mic in front of her.
And I have asked, I'm like, we need to get her down here, and I want this live.
Yes.
I need this live, like, introduction from her. It would be amazing.
Now, Maggie's somebody that keeps it G with people left and right.
Oh, yes.
And I think that if she were to be asked the question that we're going to talk about right now, she would be on the side of keeping it real, keeping it honest. You had an honest moment with your mom recently over the weekend, right?
Yes, I did. My mom is so honest with me. She will tell me, you know, we don't... different fashion taste. She will tell me, I don't really like your outfit. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. Like, you can say that. She has told me before that my breath has smelled, which I was like, oh, okay, I'm scarred for life now. And I have gum and Listerine strips in my bag 24/7. Cause that, like, odor is a fear of mine.
Yes.
Odor. And this weekend she got into my car. I had mentioned last week on the show how I spent the 4th of July with my family. I was helping them move things. And she gets in my car and she starts going sniffing. And she just keeps doing it. And I hear her, like, there's no music on because she was in my car for a minute because we were just moving from one area to the other. And I go, what? And she goes, your car smells. And I'm like, you know what? I'll own it. There's gym towels in here. Like, I'm like, it probably smells like a gym. And she's like, yeah, it does. So my mom always keeps it real with me, which I appreciate so much. And I thought about it of, okay, my mom can tell me about honesty of like if I smell or whatever, and you know, I appreciate that so much, and I would appreciate if anyone did that for me, because I would think they're looking out for me. They're not trying to be mean. They're looking out for me of like, hey, you know, like, here's a piece of gum, or hey, like, too, like, I will go and we have to walk a bit from the parking garage where we park right now to our office, and it is very hot, you know, at 8:30 in the morning, 9 a.m. here, and I will break a sweat from the parking garage to our office. I will reapply deodorant, put perfume on again, like just reapply everything because I have a fear of smelling.
Yes.
And I would take it as a heads up, like, hey, I'm looking out for you if someone told me that. But that's also me. Other people might not be able to to take that comment. They might think of like, oh, like, why would you tell me that? Like, now I'm embarrassed. And I was thinking, like, how do you go about telling someone that?
Well, I hate to tell you, Tina, but when you walked in the studio today, woo-wee, us, man, Damian texted me actually right here in the break. He said, tell Tina that maybe she can get some like Old Spice, some kind of Dove deodorant.
Oh my goodness.
I'm kidding. Stick around with us. I want to talk to you about Old Palm Beach when we come back.
Okay.
That's Tina. I'm Theo. We're Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
You know, the in-laws, they got an anniversary coming up tomorrow. Big shout to them. I think it's like 31, year 31 for them. What would be a nice anniversary present for people pulling up to Palm Beach County, Tina?
The best anniversary present would be to go to Old Palm Beach. Because it's gorgeous there. There's multiple restaurants. There's a pool. There's a private beach access. They've got everything in Old Palm Beach. You feel like a VIP when you step in there. And that's exactly how I felt when I went a few weeks ago and did my staycation. And again, I might not be able to go travel and have a vacation. So a staycation at the Old Palm Beach is the best place. Mm. They have a spa, which again, that would be great. Little couples massage for the rent.
Yes.
And you know, again, it's a 5-star spa, 4-5-star resort with a private beach, 2 oceanfront pools, spacious guest room, a kids and teens club. And again, the O Spa offers massages, facials, pedicures, and more. You can book your in-laws stays at eaupalmbeach.com. And again, every Florida resident receives a 15% off best available rate now through October 31st.
Gotta love it. I know who I want to take me home, take me. We take you home with this today. I had some great words with Super Bowl champion Fred Stokes this morning at the PBKC, and he told me one of these little just gems right here today that I want you all to have on the way out. He said, be you, but not just that, know you who you are so you know who you aren't. And I absolutely love that.
I love that.
Go in love, go in peace, go in joy. Freddie and Harry next on ESPN 106.3.